streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Home, smart success. Home, smart success. Home, smart success. Home, smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success. You dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. And check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store. Because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come home to a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet to hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Popped on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for later, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all inside, and I realized, and I died. One-way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing. What I'm doing.
Hello. Hello, my name is Calvin Jack Winfield, and I have a public service announcement to make on behalf of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and also speaking in third person for our Senator, Mrs. Catherine Miranda. I am Senator Catherine Miranda, representing District 27. I am seeking support for my re-election in the Senate. I have represented the people for the last 6 years, but I'm still in the middle of a lot of unfinished business and work that needs to be completed. There are many organizations that are making a difference in our community. The Streets Don't Love You Back is at the top of my priority list because this organization changes lives. The real stories with real people can only make real changes. As your state senator and your support for my re-election, I continue to support and help the Streets Don't Love You Back move forward and be the movement that changes lives.
I am State Senator Catherine Miranda, and I approve this message.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Love You Back presents Son of a Preacher documentary and soundtrack. Now both will be available to you on May 17, 2016. Plus, the documentary will be on DVD. Make sure you go look for it on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, and all digital outlets as well. So make sure you stay tuned, because it's about to go down. But in the meantime, go to www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. And yeah, it's spelled just like that. Like that. It's not a game. You stay in the building, and we stay moving forward. You did?
Love You Back Volume 2, available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more, featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on the StreetsDon'tLoveYouBack.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, man. We're doing this thing major. I just had my homeboy click in, and we're going to put him on the air. We done had a great day today, and I'm going to let him tell you about the great day we done had. And you best to believe God is definitely moving, and he's definitely moving forward. So without any introduction, we're going to bring our main man, Hip Hop, in the building.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, welcome to the show, Hip Hop.
What's going on, man? How you feel?
We good. We good, man. Man, it was so exciting at the graduation today. You know, I'm glad you called in, and I want you to talk about that. I hadn't even got to that yet, but let the world know what went down today here in Maricopa, Arizona.
Just spreading joy. I got to say, the streets don't love you back, and the people around this wonderful I want to say, organic organism, ever evolving organism of love and confidence building and coaching and positivity about, you know, educating everyone against the vileness of drugs and gangs and violence. Today was a great day. We had a lot of people show up at the courthouse, the Maricopa Municipal Courthouse, today at 4 o'clock. And just seeing all the energy and the vibe of just happiness between the people that were all there, because we had some people graduating, some kids, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids graduating from the life skills intervention class. It was amazing. And the police chief was there. Rusty Akers from the Community of Hope was there. There's so many awesome people there that showed up to this great event. These kids graduating from their 5-week course on the life skills, the Streets and Loving Back life skills intervention class, and just seeing the smiles on everybody's faces and the speeches were amazing. The funny thing is, Rob Boyd, I'm lucky to with the fact that I get to video this, you know, and kind of put the I look through the lens of my Samsung, you know, Galaxy phone through the video that I'm recording live on the Streets Don't Love You Back Facebook page for the TV page. And I have to pay attention through the screen. And I was sitting there watching and listening to these wonderful speeches, and I was like, this is great TV. This is some amazing television going on right now, and I wish that everyone in the world could actually see this wonderful event, an event of accomplishment. Tears, joy, another person who was there to witness the celebration. I don't know the gentleman's name, but he seems to have gotten in trouble with, you know, with the law in his history. And he was there crying and sharing his tears with us, and how he's inspired by the youth in front of him that were sitting in the front row because they were graduating from this life skills intervention class, you know, a class that's about goals and achievement and positivity and anger management and all those good things. And he was inspired to want to join the class as well. So it was great to see all these people participate. And I didn't have much time to talk afterward because my mother was there. She even went to enjoy the ceremony, and we didn't have time to talk about it afterward. But I was blown away, man. I was blown away.
Oh man, I was blown away too as well. You know, it was just amazing. I couldn't wait today. You know, I had a great interview today with a young man. Mr. Robert out of Cleveland, Ohio, which I'm going to bring him in a minute. He just called in. Mm-hmm. But I have a phenomenal interview with him as well on his radio show. And I was waiting so patient to go to the graduation at 4 o'clock, but I did not know that God was going to come in and show up and show out today. You know what I mean? And it amazed me that the people that was there, and like you said, we had 9-year-olds graduating from the life skill intervention program, and then we had other young youth, 13, that has graduated from the life skill intervention and came to support. And then the chief of police come like he always do. So we want to give a big shout out to Chief Stahl. We want to give a big shout out again to Judge Riggs. We want to give a big shout out to Mayor Price. Them three was the ones who implemented the program in the Maricopa Courthouse. And like I said, me and my wife is sometimes, man, I lose the words because it's like joy, happiness. And that has never been did in the history of Maricopa, Arizona, that a program was implemented in the courthouse. So we the first ones to ever do that in the whole city of Maricopa, Arizona, and that's just amazing. It blows me away that they gave me and my wife a chance in their courthouse to implement our program, and I'm just more than honored, thrilled, and last but least, totally blessed to even be in the position I am today, me and my wife, to educate our youth and our at-risk adults. And with that being said, I'm going to put you on hold, hip-hop, for a couple minutes, and I'm going to bring Mr. Robert in, but him can speak on some things we talked about today, and I want you to listen in, and I'll be right back with my main man, Mr. Montgomery, a.k.a. Hip-Hop.
Right.
Hey, Robert, how you doing down there in Cleveland, my brother?
Hey, man, you thought it was Robert, but it's your homeboy, Suave Gotti, in Cleveland, man.
Bob Gotti, what's up, my good brother? I thought
what's
that
up,
was my man,
so
man Robert
the,
on the phone.
No,
but
you
hey,
had the,
it's
oh,
all good.
You, had the, you know the rhyme. You know my name's Suave. It rhymed with Rob, so you were close. So you got that Ob
my
in there.
Main,
you hear
man.
What I'm saying?
Yes,
what's up,
but,
going, man?
I want to
already hear what I hear. What's going on?
Right. I want to introduce my main man. This is my man Suave up out of Cleveland, Ohio, and me and Suave been down for a while now. And I just want to introduce him to the world right here on our show. When I was in Cincinnati a few years ago at my place in Cincinnati, Suave had contacted me, and we had got in contact. And he was all the way in Cleveland, Ohio, and he wanted to meet me and interview me. And he drove all the way from Cleveland to Cincinnati. And I thought that was just amazing that here go a young man that wanted to really meet me, and he drove from Cleveland to Cincinnati. And next thing you know, he called me, he said, I'm out here, my man. And that just blew me away. So I just want to give a big shout-out to Suave. And Suave is the one who's been putting together all these radio interviews across the country for me that I'm doing. So big up to Suave. And Suave, let the world know what you do and talk about your radio show and give them information on how to contact you if they would want to be a guest on your show.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, I just want to, you know, once again, thank you, Mr. Boyd. I like to call Dr. Boyd, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he didn't help a lot of people, so, you know, I like to call him Dr. Boyd, you know, for doing what you're doing and bringing the Streets Don't Love You back, you know, to the people, man, and I also want to, you know what I'm saying, give you kudos for the, you know, being on the Real TV with the Gangster America's Most Evil, you know, going over, showing people, man, how you had that, the fast lifestyle in your past, man, that so many people right now are seeking, and you know, you're able to show them, man, I've been where you're trying to go. And I'm trying to tell you, it ain't pretty, and it's much better on the other side. And that's basically what I like what you're doing, you know. So I definitely want to give you kudos on that. And
thank you, sir.
Yeah, no question. You know, me myself. Also, also want to thank you, man, for years ago introducing me to Mr. Freeway Rick, man. You know what I'm saying? He got some pretty nice t-shirts out there, man, and he got a good book out there too, because you know your book is excellent, man, and that's what I really appreciated about you and both, you know, you and Freeway was those books that y'all got out, man. It's really, to me, it's really you know, gateways to the real, what goes on in the street, the ugly, you know, and it's kind of that kind of like way, like giving people that really need to know the heads up before they go off into those dark alleys, man, of the streets that they really aren't ready for. And I think that, y'all definitely is putting those precautionary things out there, man, in the best way that could probably be put out there as far as with black ink on white pages. I'm Suave Gotti. I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio, the city that, you know what I'm saying, has this strange and often in certain places this bad reputation for whatever, however that is. But if you ask me, I think America has a bad reputation as a whole. But, you know, my thing about reputations is you know, it's always, that's just opportunity for good people to step up, man, and show that, well, their reputation has nothing to do with, you know, my character or our character as a team or whatever. So I love bad reputation. That's good. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you meet me, I'm going to give you another perspective on all of that. And me, I run a DVD magazine here called the GMS Hood Famous TV. And we, you know, we highlight underworld figures as well as, you know, different periods in history around here in Cleveland, you know, where the underworld was thriving. And we have like certain periods of that here, put it on DVD. And we have our website, which is GMSHoodFamousTV.com. Shout out to my homeboy who maintains the site, my homeboy Nicholas Orlando. You know, we just doing our thing, man, trying to get people to broaden their horizons and really look at this thing for what it really is, because the TV has got so many people brainwashed by the, you know, by the glamorization of degradation, because that's really all you're looking at is glamorization of degradation. You know what I'm saying? We done made laying in the mud, man, look like it was something worth aiming for in life, you know. And when you lay in the mud, you know, they got a name for that. They call that a pig. You feel me? So
that's exactly.
A hog, you know. And the mud is no longer mud. It's now called slop when you're laying in it. And that's really what you got happening. But it's being glamorized because it's an industry, you know, making money off of people who want to lay in slop. They make money off of it. And if you're dumb enough to do it, they have a door ready for you to open it and go ahead in there, man, so they can get that money off of you. But, you know, that's you know, that's the way it is, bro. You know, and I'm just here to be, you know, like you, to be a beacon of light for those that, you know, that are actually would like to see another side of the game besides the darkness, the dark side.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I like
it's all
to,
about
I like
the
to
light
be,
side.
Yeah, it's about the light. You know, my thing is, you know, you got a lot of people can tell you tales from the dark side, but very few people can tell you tales from the light side. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the side I do my speaking from. Because, you know, the dark side, that's, somebody give me a tale from the dark side, I ask them what you want, a cookie. You understand what I'm saying? I can look
without
at a man
a
next
doubt
to you. He can give me one, too. You know what I'm saying? But who can give you the tales from the light side? And you got to understand, the tales from the light side, that's where the building, that's where the happiness, that's where the joy, that's where the birth, that's where the reproduction, that's where the production, that's where the construction, that's where the building, that's where the elevation, that's where all of those things occur. All of those great things occur from on that side. And then on the other side where you got your destruction and your misery. And I mean, if you really actually stop and think about it, man, for a second, who really wants to be there, man? But obviously, it's been glamorized. But, you know, so somebody thinks that they want to be there. Somebody's like, oh, man, I just can't wait to stick a knife in my neck. You know what I'm saying? Well,
exactly.
What you been watching on TV that got you making you think that that's a fun and happy
that's the
experience?
Right way of life.
Oh, I just finished watching.
Right.
I just finished watching Wah Wah Wah, and the head dude on the show stabbed himself in the neck. Man, that's what we got going on right now. You know, I think that, you know, real short now, just put it to y'all like this. Everybody need to watch where they're getting their blueprints from, man, because everybody wants to be an architect, but everybody ain't getting their blueprints from the right place, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's the bottom
you get your
line.
Blueprints from
with
food,
that being said,
then, you know, you get
with
food,
said,
you get the reward of fools.
Exactly.
You know?
With that
if
being
you
said,
your,
we're
if you
gonna
get
hit
your
a
blueprint
commercial.
From fools, you get the reward that fools get. You know,
exactly.
And if you're getting your blueprint
right
from real
back.
Architects, then you get you know what I'm saying? You get the real payoff. So it's just, you got to watch
you
where you're getting your blueprint from, man.
All day.
You know?
So hold tight, Swab. We'll be right back. We're going to hit this commercial.
All right, man.
Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance,
All you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sit. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show moving around the world. The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're going to go right over to my main man once again, Hip Hop, Mark Montgomery, a.k.a. Hip Hop All Day Long. You dig? And then we're going to go back to Swab Gotti. Back in the building, Hip.
Back in the building. He's in the building, yeah.
For real, you know. So, Mr. Montgomery, I would just like
to. How bad was that?
So, I just wanted to ask you today, when you heard the young man speak, as you were saying, I mean, everybody in the class felt that, you know what I mean? And when we all seen that, it was like, wow, you know what I mean? Here goes someone that came to us. And I invited him out to the graduation, and he had his own thing he wanted to share. You know, how did that do you inside, far as an individual, seeing that?
I mean, it was a surprise. It was a beautiful thing. listening to someone who is in the middle of their sort of misery. I think Swab was talking about how people are still, when they're in the darkness, they're in misery, and that's what I heard from that last speech. And I think this guy, where these kids are sitting there listening to this guy speak, his heart, it was a miserable life that he was displaying, that he was currently in, while these kids over here, they were graduating from the lifestyles. Life skills intervention program, they were simply a little bit confused. They haven't committed any crimes. They haven't, you know, they haven't done drugs. Do they have emotional things they need to work out? And do they have to learn how to deal with their anger and being respectable to their parents? Yeah, sure. That's normal. These are those kids, and these kids are listening to a person who is literally in a huge amount of pain and misery, just laying out his heart on the microphone stand for the public to see. And that, to me, was, I mean, you don't see that very much, and It's real. It's raw. I don't think there's much more realism than that. I don't even know if he realized that this was, you know, actually being on our Facebook page as a TV recording. You know, we just record. Nobody questions that because they don't care. People just, when they come to the Streets Don't Love You Back, they're not worried up into these to these classes. When they come to the classes, most of the people check their ego out at the door. And when you walk in to an establishment, a law enforcement establishment, a municipal legal building like a courthouse where the judge usually sits in judgment over crimes, you generally know that when you're going through the x-ray machine with taking out your wallet and your pens and stuff out of your pocket, you're also checking your ego out at the door. And this young man who didn't know what he was walking into, didn't know that he was even going to speak, didn't know what he was, he said he thought he was coming to, maybe he thought he was coming to some party graduation thing, right, Rob, where we're going to, you know, he'll just sit back, right? No, you got him up there to explain. You put him on the platform. You put the spotlight on him right then and there, and he's a winner, man. He hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Because he wasn't
I
have a problem.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he wasn't afraid to say he had a problem. And that's what everyone in there said, you know. And then when he seen my wife speak, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He knew from that point when my wife said her testimony, he understood he wasn't the Lone Ranger. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, you're not the Lone Ranger. It's a whole bunch of us in here that have been through different frames of life, but at the same time, you ain't the only one that did that, homeboy. It's people that did that way before you was born, you know? And that right there was a powerful testimony when my wife said her testimony and he realized he wasn't a Lone Ranger. So it's like he wasn't coming there, like you said, to even speak. But you know me,
right?
Hip-hop, you've been around me a long time. If you come into anything dealing with me and my wife's organization and it's a platform
to
speak, whether you better be ready to speak because I'm going to call you up to the platform.
That's right.
Because
even if you sitting
there.
Yeah, if Rob says to you next time, you will be asked to speak. And today was the first time, incidentally, you didn't ask me to speak. I was like, thank goodness. I did not want to go after Lucinda and police chief and all that. I was just like, this is cool. I'm just kicking back. My mom's watching there. She's watching what we're doing. She's seeing. My mom didn't know what she was going to. I go, we're going to the courthouse, Ma. She goes, okay. I was like, these kids are graduating from our life skills intervention program, Ma. And she was just sitting there for 1 hour. It was like a dream, man. I was like watching a movie. I was just sitting there. I saw Rusty over there. Renee was brilliant. Oh, my goodness. Your wife's speech was just awesome. I love the humility that your wife displays, and I love the humility that Renee displays. You know, Renee said, what did she say? She was like, I brought my son here to the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skills Intervention Program because I'm a single mother and I'm having a hard time getting through to my kid to make him listen to me, et cetera. And then she was like, whoa, wait, they're talking to me. I got to be a better listener myself to my son.
Right. I got a problem. Yeah.
I got the problem. It's just beautiful.
amazing, brother.
Go ahead. What's that?
I'm listening to you here. I say it was just amazing.
It was amazing. It was your wife just, you know, we know your wife comes from a quote unquote very good family, right? Now some of us look like knuckleheads. You know, you can look at me and I'll tell you, before I really got involved with Maricopa community, whenever a police officer would pull me over for a traffic violation, I never got off the ticket. They 100% of the time they gave me a ticket. You just look at my face and you're like, that guy did something wrong. But your wife, you know, you look at her, she's an angel. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, and she's an angel. But yet,
thank you, sir.
She's able to relate the product to the people because she herself recognizes in her own reflection upon her history how the life skills intervention principles, you know, how she herself was not completely adhering to them as well. She was going through her struggles and misery, just like we were talking, like that young man who's going through the misery today, you know. So there's tremendous humility within this organization. Yes, we shout. Yes, we make rap music. I mean, you drop bombs of rap verses and beautiful music, Rob Boyd, that is very bold and brave and courageous and strong. But it's preaching. It's hardcore preaching, in-your-face speaking the truth. And it sometimes the truth hurts, but that doesn't mean just because we're bold and we're brave that we're not also living in humility. And that's what the Streets Don't Love You Back is all about. It's not just about, hey, let's everybody just be so nice to each other and kumbaya and push me over, you know. No, we're trying to teach people to respect themselves, respect, of course, God, respect their family, to love one another completely, and that's what we're all about. Now I'm starting to preach again, so Rob, I'm going to shut up now, and I'm just happy and
you know
I'm thankful
what? Hip-hop, you're doing
yeah.
a great job, my brother, you know what I mean, and this is what the platform me and my wife put together, you know what I mean? It's for people mm-hmm. to be able to speak exactly what's on their mind and to bring awareness and to let people understand. And one thing a lot of people don't understand, you know, my wife doesn't speak a lot, you know what I mean, when it mm-hmm. comes to certain things. But my wife's story is a powerful story as well, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
She can tell you about certain parts of the game, you know, that I didn't get involved with, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. my wife can tell you when it comes to making bad choices with drinking and things like that. You know, I never got involved with that. So her
right.
testimony to you is just as powerful as anybody else's, because it's about what you've been involved with, you can teach a person, you know what I mean? I couldn't talk about
mm-hmm.
things like that because I never drank, you know what I mean? But my wife
right.
can definitely help youngsters and old people when she speak on her powerful testimony about things mm-hmm. she's been through in her life, you know what I mean? So that's
yeah.
why both of us together is a dynamic dual team, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
we helping people on all levels of the game, like she said. No matter if you come
mm-hmm.
from the richest house or the poorest house, everybody
mm-hmm.
got problems, whether it's in the hood or whether it's up in the suburbs, you know? It's drugs in both places. It's abuse in both places. You know what I mean?
That's
so
right.
I just really hope people was truly paying attention, because only
right.
because you live in a $10 million house don't mean you ain't got problems going on up there in that $10 million house. For
mm-hmm.
real. You know, your problems
yeah.
is worse than the poor man's problem. You feel me? But it's still the same problem, you know? And
right.
I just
right.
want to thank my wife for her great testimony today and everybody's testimony today, because, man, everybody was, like, really paying close attention. That was one of the very first life skill intervention programs and graduation that we had here in Maricopa. That tension was so powerful. God was really moving up in the courthouse today. Was he, my man, hip-hop?
Yeah, and... You know, it was very, very poignant. I felt the collective energy and emotion. Sometimes it's funny when you're in a room with other people and there's a collective, unified feeling, you know. It doesn't happen a lot, but you could go to a rock concert or a hip-hop concert, you know, you could go to a Snoop Dogg concert and everyone's vibing on Gin and Juice, right? On the song Gin and Juice. And we have that collective
right.
energy. Now you get that in shows, but in entertainment, that's just part of being a fan. But today, I mean, that's what it felt like. It felt like we were all of one spirit in agreement on that, the fact that this is good. And we need people to participate in this, to know that there's this door, there's this avenue called the Streets Don't Love You Back movement that everybody can participate in, no matter who you are out there. If you're listening to my voice right now, please continue to listen to this program. Go to the Facebook pages, especially the Streets Don't Love You Back intervention page, and then also the Streets Don't Love You Back TV page, because, you know, people don't, I don't know if you realize this, but this was actually video recorded, this wonderful event, and if you'd like to see it, it's on the Streets Don't Love You Back Facebook TV page. Go ahead and check it out.
And that's the business right there, you know. And also, I want to talk about the event that's coming up tomorrow in South Phoenix. And Senator Catherine Miranda, and hopefully my wife can make it out as well. And Mr. Montgomery will be definitely speaking up there in South Phoenix tomorrow.
Speaking.
It's a platform conversation.
Hey. Am I speaking?
No, I'm saying you're going to be there with us. But
yeah, no,
I'm
going to be the camera guy. I just want to be the camera guy. I thought you
should. And it's South Phoenix conversation, you know.
Yeah,
and that's District 27, Senator
mm-hmm.
Catherine Miranda. That's her district. And if you got some concerns in that district, come on out, you know what I'm saying, and be a part of that speaking tomorrow, because the platform is steady getting bigger and bigger. And we want to just thank Senator Catherine Miranda for getting our program, the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program, there in her district. So we want to thank her and Reverend D. Walton as well. You know, we'll be at his church starting May 26th. And we will be starting up in the Maricopa Courthouse again May 23rd. So we got two places now, Pinal County and Maricopa County, where the program is taught at. So we want to just thank everybody for rocking with us, you know. We're going to go to a commercial. Mm-hmm. We're going to be coming right back with my man Suave Gotti and my man Hip Hop. We'll be right back with you.
Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. And check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store. Because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
Yeah. Boy Records presents Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 3, featuring some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, aight? Streets don't love your back. I come from the air where we move that crap. We doubled up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love your back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love your back.
Look.
Boy Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boy Vault, baby. You played yourself. Featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets of favor.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Go cop that.
You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Dear self, I wish that you knew then what I know now. To a 14-year-old boy named Jay, TV missing again. My hat was on top of it, I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck, I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up and come home to a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet the hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Pop gone on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for lady, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner is rice. And you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night. The product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I wanna bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One-way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing. What I'm doing.
Present Son of a Preacher documentary and soundtrack. Now both will be available to you on May 17, 2016. Plus the documentary will be on DVD. Make sure you go look for it on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon, and all digital outlets as well. So make sure you stay tuned because it's about to go down. But in the meantime, go to www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. And yeah, it's spelled just like that. It's not a game. You stay in the building and we stay moving forward. You did?
Gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide. Streets definitely don't love you back. Be on the lookout for that soundtrack. You dig what I'm saying? The Sons of a Preacher dropping May 17th. all over the world, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and every online store worldwide. You dig? The Streets Don't Love You Back going to be doing the Sons of a Preacher documentary, but the documentary going to be backed up for about another month or so, and we got to get all the right footage together, and we'll be releasing that, but we're going to release the Sons of a Preacher soundtrack May 17th. That's definitely in the building. And with that being said, we're going to go over here to my man Swab Gotti up out of Cleveland, and we're going to hit back to my man Hip Hop in a minute. Swab, you back in the building.
Yes, sir. So, you know, man, it's just a beautiful thing that y'all doing, man. You know, I love it, you know, and I know there's a lot of other people that love it, man. You know, y'all in Arizona doing something that's never been done there before, and people are benefiting, you know, considerably from it, man. So that's beautiful, you know, there's value, you know, amongst the people there, man, with what you're doing, and that's a beautiful thing because, you know, I look at it like whatever it is anybody's doing, you're either bringing value or you're taking value away, you know, or you're devalualizing, you know, if that's, you know, the word I'm going to use for right now. But, you know, you're either taking the value away or you're building and giving value. And who really know that can really tell people, like, yo, man, you know, you want to bring value to the situation. You want to bring value to, you know, to wherever you go, man. You want to just be a beacon of light, man. Bring value. You know, be valuable. Be, you know, that's what, you know, be VIP. Be the most valuable player or MVP, you know. I do a show every Tuesday in Cleveland, Ohio called Flow Masters. We're on 6 to 8 Eastern time. So what we do on our show is we represent the freestyle rhyme aspect of hip-hop. You know, because me and my partner, Eric Wilson, you know, we are on the show rapping off the head over original music and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes some industry beats, but, you know, original music and stuff, we just freestyling right off the head, making the stuff up as we go along. And we do very well with that. You know, you probably have to, you know, check in the show. We'll be on, like I said, tomorrow from 6 to 8 Eastern time on VoiceItRadio.com. So that's VoiceIt Radio, RADIO.com. And if y'all say you're really into hip hop, you know, you can check us out. I'm pretty sure, you know, you can even call in. And if you think you got some freestyle flow, if you can keep it clean, you can call in and give us a, you know, show us what you got, you know, and then you might even get your music played on our show if you're handling your business like that. And we got a lot of listeners, so it definitely might be something to check into. But that's my spew right there, y'all, you know, with a little bit of what I do. I'm also the dude that started the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. If anybody that knows anything about that particular event that we do once a year in Cleveland, you know, I'm the founder of that with me and a guy named D. Loran. And, you know, I just my thing is just bringing correct and smart information to whatever it is that we do, man. That's the reason why I ran down there to Cincinnati, which was a 3-hour drive, and I did it the same day I met you over the telephone, because to me, when I had heard the name Streets Don't Love You Back, I knew that whoever came up with that name, they was on it. I know ain't no lame mind came up with nothing like that, because the lame mind thinks that the streets loves them. So when I heard the streets don't love, I said, somebody got a story to tell, man, to even come up with this here. You know, that wasn't no peaches and cream that got nobody to come with no title like that. Nah, man. I mean, serious business, man. I think people are so used to hearing that, they don't really stop and think about what they're hearing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, maybe we ought to switch the word love. Maybe your mama don't love you back. Now maybe you would, what? Right. Mama don't, exactly. Well, that's what he's saying with the streets, because people is out there dying every day chasing the streets. So when a dude telling you the streets don't love you back, you think it's a cliche or you're passe and you let it just run past your ears. But you, if you actually stop and think about what's being said, this man is basically telling you, you guys are out here chasing this streets more than you're chasing your loved ones. So you're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're trying to get love out there where the death is. You're trying to get love where the dark is. You're trying to get love where the hate is. You're trying to get love where the, where, you know what I'm saying, where everything that you know, everything bad is at. You're going there looking for love. You might as well be climbing in a rat hole, man, where the rats is at, looking for somebody, show me some love in here. You know what happens if you go into a rat hole, talking about some love. You know what love is to a rat? Love to a rat is devouring you. So do you call that love? You know what I'm saying? You get attention. You know, because some people just want attention. But you know all attention ain't good attention. You can get attention. A snake can give you attention. And it's, you know what I'm saying? You know, a dude that's looking to rob somebody can give you attention. You know what I'm saying? A girl that's got HIV can give you attention. So do you want attention? You're going to get love from the worstest things in the world that you getting. Are you going there to seek love? This man said the streets don't love you back. Y'all don't see how powerful that statement really is because it's passe. You done heard it so much, it just bounces off your ears. It sounds like something cool to say. That ain't something cool to say. That's real.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Real. That's not nothing. Would it sound cool to say if I said your mama don't love you back? I guarantee you get mad. My mama don't love me back. See what I'm saying? Well, that's just as powerful as telling you the streets don't love you back. Since majority of the people is running to the streets every day because they feel you're going to get something in the streets that you ain't getting at home. You know what I'm saying? My mama don't love me enough. Let me run to the streets. So you might as well say, my mama don't love me enough. Let me run to death.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Let me run to the Grim Reaper, man. I'm not getting enough love at home. That's deep, man. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't hearing me, though. They don't hear me, man. It's too passe, man. You know what I'm saying? They don't hear me. But I'm going to tell you this, Rob, man, you're doing a great job. Hip-hop, keep sticking with this, man. Keep on filming. And all I'm going to do, man, I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. That's why I sound like this, man. You know?
Amen,
that's all. It's just passion. I'm passionate. That's
right.
All it is.
Passionate.
I don't do this just for my, for you know what I'm saying, for my health, man. I do this for real.
That's real talk.
That's,
when you drove 3 hours
it's just same
to
as
meet
you.
Me, I knew it was real. You feel what I'm saying? Because you didn't have to do that, you know? You was like, look, you finna leave going back to Arizona tomorrow. You was like, I'm there. I'll be there. I'm looking at the phone like, this dude finna come all the way from Cleveland. But you came.
Yeah,
and you
said,
was like,
I'm
here. I'm out. I'm parked. I'm out back.
Yeah, I said, I'm all
so,
in.
I mean,
I'm in.
Yeah.
We were doing the Cavaliers before LeBron was playing on the team. I'll say we all in. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's what it is, man. I say, yo, keep rolling with the streets don't love you back because he's telling the truth, y'all. The streets don't love you back. It don't. And no matter how much you think that it do, it don't. Don't let the little TV fool you, man.
No, it'll flip you on your head every time you think
man,
they do. Man,
look
at
here.
Saying?
Y'all better quit letting the movies fool you, man. The movies is fooling y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Scarface is one of the greatest street
home.
Movies of all time.
He
like,
went
I
home
think
after
y'all be
the
missing
scene,
it.
Though.
Huh?
Scarface went home after his scene in the movie. You won't go home.
Man, look at here. Yeah, y'all be watching them flicks, man, and you see that dude get shot on the screen or whatever. You know, like when you turn your back, they say cut, and that dude that was laying on the ground, man, that you thought got his head all shot off and stuff, dude, get up, man, and walk to the back, man. To they got a booth back there where you get your check, man. Dude, get them, go get a check, man. You know what I'm saying? These guys, they get paid, man. They go home, and they got houses, and they drive cars. They go home. You go imitate them, man. You know what? You go to jail.
Or
you know what I'm saying?
Green.
You go to hell. or you go to the grave, man. You don't get the same stuff that you that the people that y'all watching on TV get. Man, them people get Oscars, man. You know what I'm saying? They get Academy Awards. Y'all get your life behind bars. You get imprisonment. You know what I'm saying? You get in fights with Big Mook Mook. You know what I'm saying? On cell block 6C and stuff like that. This what you get. Them dudes that y'all watching, man, on TV, they you know what I'm saying? They making money, man. You imitate them, man, and they get rich and you die. You know? That's just the way it works, man. The rich get, they say the rich get rich and the poor get poor, because you know y'all imitating actors, man.
Yeah, they ain't being educated, Bob. They ain't being educated.
The miseducation of the streets, man. It's a miseducation. Yeah. It's miseducation of the streets. But I understand that, I ain't mad at it. But as long as we got people like Rob Boyd and the Streets Don't Love You Back to kind of intervene, you know, amongst some of the people out there, you know what I'm saying? He can make some change and give an alternative direction for those that seek, man, seek light instead of dark. You know, because I'm telling you, man, ain't nothing fun about misery. Ain't nothing fun about it. There's nothing fun about it.
For real. So we got like three more minutes, Swab, and I'm going to go over to hip-hop for a minute, and you hold tight, and I'm going to let you close the show out. Be right back with my man, Swab. Back in the building with my main man, hip-hop. Any last words, any last announcements, Hip?
No, just gonna enjoy life here tonight with my son. We need to go to bed pretty soon, and we're playing a little Madden football, and enjoying listening to your program here. And my family would like to say that we love yours, and we want to see more and more people join our little movement of helping one another live a better way of life, one without drugs, gangs, violence, domestic or other, and just be cool, everybody. Be cool.
That's the business right there. And me and my lovely queen want to send love to your family as well, because that's what we is, family. And we want to congratulate my nephew and niece. You dig what I'm saying? My man Sloth and Marissa, you know, their parents does a great job with them. They have them in everything, moving from sports to piano to violin to anything you can name to educate a young kid, you know what I mean, and keep them on the right track and show them that you can be anything you want to be. So we want to give a big shout out to my main man Hip Hop and his lovely queen, Miss Carrie, for doing a phenomenal job with the kids. So we want to just say much love, and I'll see you in the morning, Hip, before we can do our Tuesday drop donation up in South Phoenix. And we want to just thank once again our great Senator Kathleen Miranda for getting our intervention program up in her district. And tomorrow is going down once again, and God is good, man. He's directing us all in the right path, and I'm just glad with the people that I have surrounded myself with, you know what I'm saying? And we just straight moving forward. So have a great night, everybody. And we're going to go out tonight with our last commercial. And Hip Hop, I'll see you in the morning. And love to the crew.
All right, have a good night.
You too, my friend.
Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Home smart success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, sitch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344. Or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to
HomeBargainPlanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets. Definitely don't love you back. If you have not got involved with our organization, you can get involved at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, all one word. And if you have not got the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program booklet, the Streets Don't Love You Back book, Never Hit a Woman book, and Real Love 2 book, please log on to our website and grab them books as well. And if you need to make a donation, you can log on to the website and click on donate link. And also our next homeless feed program will be June 5th, and that's down on 12th in Madison. So we're getting things together for that as well. That is our monthly homeless feed. So please get involved with our organization. Our next Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program will be May 23rd, and that will be right in Maricopa, Arizona, at the courthouse. So that cranks up then. May 26th, we will be up in Phoenix as well at Reverend D. Walton's Church up there on Washington, 1401. So we're definitely in the building, and thanks our great Senator Catherine Miranda once again for getting our program in her district. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my man Swab in for the last words, and I want to thank my lovely wife and queen for always doing great things and doing the Life Skill Intervention Program that's done took off and helping and saving lives all over the world. So we want to give a big shout out there as well. All right, back in the house, Swab.
Yeah, man, just thank you for the opportunity, man. Just, you know, let me, you know, add a little bit to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio program. Like I said, y'all, you know, I've been representing hip-hop, man, since the 80s, freestyle and rapping off the head, you know, and y'all check me out, and y'all can, you know, see how I get out. Like my man Hip Hop, who was just online, I represent the real hip hop, you know, not the flip flop, but the stuff that'll get you to the tip top. And if you listen Amen. Real closely, you won't be destroyed, because you'll be able to progress just like my homeboy Rob Boyd. You understand?
Oh, that's
spitting it. I represent the land, Cleveland, wherever I go, wherever I stand. Whether I have nothing, palm, or I have a mic in my hand, whether I'm holding a dollar or I'm holding a grand, I swear to God, when I get done, y'all going to know who the man. I don't need a mic or a mic stand. But if you want to try me, I might turn you into my hype man. You understand? Because when I spit a flow, I shine like I done just brought down the light and from the sky, from the sun. I'm the number one, just like my man Chuck D back in the 80s. I know what my brain is, and my Uzi weighs a ton. That's what's up, yo. I'm done. All right, baby boy.
Don't get it twisted.
We out.
Swab in the building. Take care. Hey, Swab,
yeah,
let
baby.
Them know where to log in at tomorrow and give them the phone number to call into your show.
Yo, that's voiceitradio.com, 6 to 8 Eastern. So I guess that puts y'all at about like 3 o'clock there on the West Coast. Voice it, you know, like, you know, the voice your opinion. Voice it. radio.com. That's from 6 to 8 tomorrow. If you got some freestyle flowing, you know, call in the show, check out the show, give your comment, whatever. You might even get your music played on there if it's clean, if you know what I'm saying. Let's holler. That's what's up, though, y'all. Tomorrow, and the show is called Flow Masters.
That's
all right, baby boy.
Is. You be good,
that's
man.
What it
Take
is,
care,
man.
And thanks for calling in.
Hey, keep them babies out the street.
Thank you, sir.